two, three, four. Turn my life upside down. You've changed my perspective, giving me something that I can live for. Offered me something I just can't pass up. You've chosen me. You've chosen me. Two, three, four. Turn my life upside down. You changed my perspective, giving me something I just can't live for. Offered me something I just can't pass up. You've chosen me. You've chosen me. Now I will offer you all I am and all I have. There's no one like you. So take all of me, yes, all of me, and there's nothing I want more. To sacrifice my everything and bless your name, to see your kingdom come. The world needs to know the truth. They need to see the light. If I don't tell them, who will? If I don't show them, who will? You've chosen me. You've chosen me. So now I offer you all I am. Nothing I want more than to sacrifice my everything to bless your name, see your kingdom come. Two, three, four. I want to go for you, I want to live for you, I want to share your truth, I want them to know you, I want to go for you, I want to live for you, I want to share your truth, I want them to know you. I want to go for you. I want to live for you. I want to share your truth. I want them to know you. One more time. I want to go for you. I want to live for you. I want to share your truth. I want them to know you. So now I offer you all I am and all I have. There's no one like you. Take all of me, Lord, all of me. There's nothing I want more. Sacrifice my everything and lift your name. See your kingdom come. Now I offer you all I am and all I have. There's no one like you. Take all of me, yes, all of me. And there's nothing I want more than to sacrifice my everything and bless your name.
Elena mentioned that some of us went down to that GC conference this last week in Seattle, and God was really ministering to us down there, and he was speaking some things to me, and one of the things he was talking about was pretty, it was pretty straightforward. He wanted me to start writing my own songs. He wanted us as a worship ministry to start writing our own songs and not just praying about it, not just, talking about it, discussing it. But he really wanted us to do it because we need to write our own prayers. We need to sing our own prayers and our own praises from our lips that God's, he's flowing through us. He's given us words that we need to speak and the things that are on our hearts. So that's what we're going to do tonight. We're introducing several new songs, and I just want to encourage you not to get caught up in, not knowing any of the words or knowing what they sound like or anything. They're meant to be just praises to God and from our hearts and what he's ministering to us and through us. And the other thing I want to say is we need to worship God with purpose tonight. We need to mean the things that we're saying, not just sing them. Just to, we didn't write these songs just to say that we could write songs or that we could make a CD or something. These are things that mean a lot to us and things that we really want to see come to, like when we're singing, I want to go for you, we really want that. I want to live for you. I want to share your truth. I want them to know you. Let's sing that over. I want to go for you. I want to live for you. I want to share your truth. I want them to know you. Say, I'm gonna go for you. Lord, I'm gonna live for you. I'm gonna share your truth. I want them to know you, yeah. I'm gonna go for you. I'm gonna live for you. I'm gonna share your truth. I want them to know you. Amen. Thank you.
God, we exalt you, God. We bring glory to your name tonight, God. To your name. Let's just lift up our voices to him and praise his name. Jesus, we praise you. God, we call you holy. Lord, we call you worthy. We say that you are the Almighty. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, Jesus. You are that which we look to, that which we hope in, that which we believe in, God. You are all that we have, God. You are everything to us, Lord, and we exalt you tonight. God, we praise you. You are worthy. You are exalted. You are majestic. You are most high. Oh, God, have your way in this place, God. We invite you in this place, God. We want to dine with you, God. We want to know you more, God. We want to go deeper with you, God. God, we exalt you. We praise your name. Holy is your name, God. Mighty is your name. I thank you, God. Amen. You know, I heard it once said that an auctioneer once stood before a great crowd, and he held in his right hand a beaten and battered old violin. And he looked at that violin, he shook his head, and he started auctioning. He said, $1, $2, $3, $4, and he had not gotten farther than that when an old man stood up in that crowd. And he slowly made his way to the front. He made his way all the way to the stage, and he motioned for that violin. The auctioneer hesitantly handed it to him. That old man took that violin, touched a couple strings, turned a couple things, and began to play. And throughout this room, one of the most beautiful sounds that had ever been played began to fill this room. He played for just a moment or two. He stopped and handed it back and walked back to his seat. The auctioneer looked at the man. He looked at that old piano, and he looked back at that crowd, and he began his bidding again. He goes, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. You see, in just anybody's hands, that violin was worthless. But in Felix Mendelssohn's hands, that violin was completely priceless. You see, in my hands, a baseball is worth $5. But in Barry Bonds' hands, a baseball is worth a World Series. In my hands, a football is worth $13.50. But in Brett Favre's hands, that football is worth a Super Bowl. In my hands, a golf club is a stick. But in Tiger Woods' hands, that golf club is worth millions. In my hands, a race car is a death trap. But in Jeff Gordon's hands, that race car can win the Daytona 500. In my hands, guys, it would have just been a little boy's meal. But in God's hands, it fed 5,000 people. In my hands, the Apostle Paul would have been my enemy. But in God's hands, the Apostle Paul became the world's greatest apostle. In my hands, Adam's rib would have been nasty. But in God's hands, Adam's rib made the world's greatest creation. In my hands, guys, are we getting this? In my hands, it would have just been a man with a face full of mud. But in God's hands, that man can now see. In my hands, those stakes would have meant death. But in God's hands, those stakes meant life. And in my hands, guys, was the weight of my sin. But in God's hands was a promised new life to begin. It all depends on whose hands it is in. So let's get this out of my hands and into the Master's hands. Let's give God something to work with. Let's come and give.
Down, change my perspective, giving me something that I can live for, giving me something I just can't pass up. Chosen me, chosen me. My life upside down, changed my perspective, giving me something that I can live for, I just can't pass up. Chosen me, chosen me. So now I offer you all I am and all I have. Take all of me, Lord, all of me. There's nothing I want more than to sacrifice my everything and bless your name and see your kingdom come. The world needs to know the truth. They need to see the light. If I don't tell them, who will? If I don't show them, who will? Chosen me, So now I offer you all I am and all I have. There's no one like you. Take all of me, yes, all of me. There's nothing I want more than to sacrifice my everything and let your name and see your kingdom come. I want to go for you. I want to live for you. I want to share your truth. I want them to know you. I want to go for you. I want to live for you. I want to share your truth. I want them to know you. I want to go for you. I want to live for you. I want to share your truth. I want them to know you. Sing it again. I'm gonna go for you. I'm gonna live for you. I'm gonna share your truth. I want them to know you. To go for you, I want to live for you, I want to share your truth, I want them to know you, I want to go for you, I want to live for you, I want to share your truth, I want them to know you.
James was speaking. And he said, in my hands, this and that and the other thing are not very worthwhile. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, there's somebody here and your life is in your hands and you know that your life is not worthwhile right now. You know the depth of sin and you know the death that sin brings. You know it. Right here, right now, it's in your heart and you know it. In the Master's hands, in Jesus' hands, your life is stripped away from sin and from guilt and shame. And his grace takes you and it cleanses you and washes you. If that's you here tonight, I want you to raise your hand right now. Raise your hand up high. I got a light in my eyes, I can't see. If that's you tonight, raise your hand up high. There's somebody, I know it. The Lord spoke it to me. Would you be so bold? Lift your hand up. A young man right here. Come forward. What's your name? Billy. What's your life like, Billy?
Just the last couple weeks, I kind of wasn't trusting God like I should have been. I was kind of trying to take things in my own hand. It was just going downhill, and I just started to realize that I need to let God take the wheel and just drive the car.
Do you understand that because you've lied, you're a liar? Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you understand that if you've ever looked with a woman with lust in your heart, that you've committed adultery with her?
Yes.
Does that scare you? You want to do something about it? Okay. Let's just reach your hands this way. I'm not going to give you a prayer to pray, and I'm not going to put this mic up to your mouth. If your heart is broken over your sin, the Lord will give you words to speak. And so I want you to take time right here, right now. And we're going to just keep worshiping. And I want you to tell God about your sin. I want you to tell him that you love him and ask him to forgive you. All right? He'll wash your life. He'll make it new tonight. Okay, Billy? All right. Just keep worshiping. Thank you, Lord, for Billy. Thank you for Billy's life, God. Thank you for our lives in you.
God, you've taken these broken vessels, these broken pieces, God, and you've made something special, and you've made life from what was death, God. And we worship you tonight, God.
I want to worship you for you.
We worship you.
I want to share your truth. I want them to know you. I'm gonna go for you. I'm gonna live for you. I'm gonna share your truth. I want them to know you. Now I offer you all I am and all I have. There's no one like you. Take all of me, yes, all of me. There's nothing that I want more than to sacrifice my everything and lift your name. See your kingdom. So now I offer you all I am and all I have. There's no one like you. Take all of me, Lord, all of me. There's nothing I want more than to sacrifice my everything. Bless your name. See your kingdom. Sing it again. So now,